This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Revolution Beauty. Revolution Beauty is an affordable and accessible makeup for all. Since day one, Revolution has been challenging beauty norms and championing diversity.
All products are 100% cruelty-free and designed based on consumer feedback. So Revolution has something for every skin type and any occasion. And that is so great for me, Sasha, because my skin, it doesn't know what it wants to do. But I do love that they have a skincare kit for whatever you need, whether it's a blemish or oil, and their color palettes. Have you seen those?
Y'all know I love me some color, and that includes on my face.
So absolutely.
Now that summer is coming, I'm ready for all of the vibrant eyeshadows and all of the fun color palettes. I'm ready to go.
And Revolution definitely has something for us.
So we are teaming up with Revolution Beauty to give you 20% off your next purchase by using the code PODGO20. That code is PODGO20 at revolutionbeauty.us. Check out the link in our show notes and join the revolution today. Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we are sipping on a brand that we have had a couple of times. Like, we've had a couple of their wines. I drink this wine on the regular. So it's not a brand new wine.
I was going to say, like, this brand and this wine, I'm pretty sure we had. Like, we had to look and make sure that it wasn't. Maybe they have two different kinds of the same, of similar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So we are drinking Dark Horse. Y'all have heard us drink Dark Horse before, but this is the Big Red Blend. Of course, it's Sasha and Sheree approved. It's 13.5%. According to the tasting notes online, it says that it is a medium-bodied red blend wine. It comes from California. It has a velvety red fruit, smooth tartness, and notes of toasted oak, and it pairs well with savory favorites like meatloaf or barbecue. Sheree, you said it was pretty basic.
I mean, it tastes like a red blend. Like, we're not getting right. Like, I can't give it no, like, oh my gosh, this is such an entrancing. Nah, it's good. I mean, it's definitely good. It's light.
I wouldn't classify that as velvety.
Thank you. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm just like, I was like, it's watery to me.
It's sweeter. It's
sweeter and it's like really watery to me. But I don't know if that's because we've been having so many, like, we haven't had a red blend.
It's definitely watery because,
like, you can see around the edge, right?
Like bubbles. I see bubbles.
So I knew I wasn't tripping. I'm sitting here like, I do taste the, I guess you could call that velvety because it's not, it's light. So I guess they call it light and velvety.
Rich. No, it says velvety rich and smooth on the bottle.
It's chocolate cake yesterday. That was velvety rich and smooth. This right here.
That's rich. Yeah.
This right here is like some juice.
I don't know if I think it would taste well with meatloaf or barbecue.
It's too light for barbecue.
I guess if you were having like a, that's what I was thinking, but like, I feel like because it has like that little bit of sweetness, like if you were having like barbecue
ribs, yes,
like with the tangy, like with the,
I mean, if you had
stuff,
to have
like
wine, maybe. I mean, I guess,
I mean, but really, let's be for real, we drink wine on this, but if you eat barbecue, have some beer, like that's
please,
really, what
please.
Or sangria,
like have something, like have some like respect liquor. For yourself. Like no, I mean, but no, I mean, it's like a good wine. We like Dark Horse, though. I mean, we said we like Dark Horse, so, and it's a red blend. It's 13.5. You can't go wrong with it, but it's nothing. It's something that I would send this as a housewarming gift. I think that it is a good enough
That's what I was about to say.
Anyone can like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you are venturing into your reds and you don't want to try something too heavy or too dark, this is definitely a type of blend that you would want to start with because it's not like, it's not dry.
No,
it's a little sweet. It has like that fruitiness to it.
It has a little bit of everything to like all the notes that you're just like, this is what a red is. I'm like, What is, do they have
Yeah,
the mix
yeah.
on here? Do they have what mix this
Of
is?
what it is? So it is, let's see, it says it is a Zinfandel. I don't even know what this is. A Alicante Bouschette, a Petite Sirah, and then a Cab Sav.
Okay, so mostly Zinfandel
I
then.
don't, yeah, it's
That makes
probably
sense.
mostly a Zinfandel.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. It's,
Got it. Makes
yeah, because
sense.
it surely ain't mostly a Cab Sav, because
No.
Lord knows I just had that earlier, and that is what this is not.
That is not. It'll
But
do.
so yeah, Dark Horse, Big Red Blend. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Dark Horse.
Yep.
Like, that's general consensus. So,
I know. Even the
but we are
whites.
super excited. Yeah, no, even the whites are good when you drink them right, when you chill them, because
Yes.
that's what I've learned. I have to chill them. So, but we're super excited because today we have a guest with us, and she's somebody
Yes.
actually that we know. Like, we've actually like interacted with her before.
We know her.
So, yes, we know her. Her name is Janelle Boyd, and she is a mom and an entrepreneur, and she has been most affectionately coined the mompreneur because she started has owned a business for almost as long as her two boys, Alexander and Jackson, have been on this earth. She says her greatest triumphs and trials have come from her sons. She's a builder at heart, which is why she started building her first business, Completely Yours Events and Design, almost 10 years ago, after being downsized from corporate America. She's always been a fierce advocate for helping women build their businesses and build a community, which she originally started with the Planner Suite, which is how I met her, where she assisted event planners and with building their business. She saw the need for much greater, and she wanted to reach more women who may have been struggling with business, mommyhood, or just themselves. And that is where her current business, the Eventful Life Enterprises, were born. Of course, because she's on the show, she's a lover of wine. She loves traveling, her faith, and her family most of the time, like the rest of us. That's the caveat. We love all of that most of the time. But she's on a mission to help her clients reimagine how they can build their life or their business one experience at a time. So, Janelle, thank you for being here.
Yes,
Yay.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
We
Look,
are
good
so
stuff.
excited you're here.
Yeah,
I
no,
know.
I'm like,
I
we
didn't
know
even
you.
come and drink
Like,
wine on a wine podcast.
serendipitous, ain't it?
I
So I feel like I'm like
don't even
living the good life.
remember. I don't, I know I know I've met you in person. We've met in person, but I don't remember when that was. Because it feels like it was
I
so
mean,
long ago.
remember, we've been in a pandemic, so
I
like
know,
it's been
right?
dog years. We don't know what any time was.
That's so true. I'm like, there are so many people that I'm just like, when was the last
Because
time I saw you? in the time that I've known Janelle, she's lived here, moved away, and then came back.
Go ahead.
Wow, no, you want to talk about somebody who confused about where they are? No.
Don't worry. You
But
got
I'm telling
wine.
you.
As long as you got wine, you in the right place.
Right. Okay. I'm telling you, that's funny because every time I talk to somebody, they're like, oh yeah. So like, for example, today I was talking to another entrepreneur today, and we got on Zoom, and she goes, oh yeah, so how's Atlanta? And I was like, I don't know, because I'm not there.
Oh my gosh. They were like, what?
Like, wait a minute. Well, where are you? So, listen, if it's hard for me to keep up, then I cannot blame anybody for not knowing where I currently reside.
It's okay. I like that. Keep them guessing. Don't no one need to keep tabs on you.
That's true, right?
I wish I could
We
move
brought
away. I wish I could
Janelle
just
on the
move away from my
show.
family sometime.
Girl, don't we all?
Like, yeah.
But Janelle is on the show today because we wanted to have this conversation about what it means to be an ambitious woman and what that looks like compared to like this, how to be ambitious, assertive as a woman, a mom, a wife, and then how that's received in society versus men, because it's often just this, you know, women aren't allowed to be ambitious
Oh,
and
no.
assertive
We're
because
bitches.
we're sacrificing. You're either like for your family or you're giving up too much at the expense of your family. Like you're striving for the corporate raising, you know, going up the
Yep.
corporate ladder at the expense of your family.
Yep.
And men who
Ain't
are
got that issue.
CEOs, it's never like, oh, you don't miss the time that you don't miss your home
you don't miss
your,
being a dad
your family.
No,
how can you do that as a dad?
Right. No, it's you know, it's really odd. And obviously a lot of it is driven by society,
the patriarchy, moms,
you know, and I really want to disrupt those societal norms, like just blow them all up, because I think for women, we have to a degree subscribed to those societal norms as well. You know, we try to buck the system. But I think a lot of us, a lot of us believe that the system is for us, you know, and I disagree. I don't believe that it is built for us. I believe that it has always been structured for men, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and that's just evident in the pandemic. I mean, we talked about this on our first show of the season. Was about how much women were disproportionately affected by the pandemic versus men, because all of the things that society expects of us fell onto us even more on top of working.
That's right.
And then most of corporate America was like, oh, okay, it's been a couple of months, so you guys can just put your kids in the back now, right?
Come back to work.
It's like, hey, so like them kids that you had, they gone?
They still there?
Like, I know you said you had like a toddler. Are they like at college? Like, what don't they, can't they take care of themselves now?
Right.
It's been a couple of months. What the hell?
Right. No. Like, you know, well, no, they're still here.
Like, nah. Like, I'll still go to jail. I'll still go to real jail.
I'm still responsible for them. But yeah, no, they're, you know, you're right. This pandemic definitely showed us, I mean, put a huge spotlight on the disparity when it comes to women. And you know, there not being enough support resources financially and non-financially to help women to be able to sustain both a career and a household, you know, and raising their kids. And I've seen women who have gone to school for decades. I'm talking about to get their master's, then their doctorate, you know, have taken the bar, and to invest that much in yourself, in your education, to then have to come home because you're not supported in the way that you need to be, is devastating. I mean, that, you know, you talk about a mind blow to your own inner self. I mean, that's, you know, that's like, dang, you know, what is my value? What is my worth?
Yes.
You know, does society see us as valuable within the paradigm of climbing the corporate ladder, or just even contributing, being a contributing, you know, employee or employer, right? So I think there's definitely something wrong with how we have constructed our roles, you know. I mean, the great thing is that we are starting to move in the direction of women starting to kind of just be like, look, we're not here for it.
Yes.
And really starting to use their voice, use their own tools to redefine how we are supposed to, you know, we are supposed to be seeing. Like, we are starting to redefine, like, no, this, that, like, no, I'm not going to subscribe to that. This is actually who I am, or what I am, or all those things, right?
So let's talk about that, though. How do we change the narrative of what it means to be an ambitious woman? Because I think it's so frowned upon if you are a woman, and especially if you're a mom, to like want something other than motherhood.
Your kids.
Like to
want to be out the house. What?
You want to leave the house?
What you mean? Like the kitchen, your laundry? You have many places in the house to go. Why? Oh, why would you want to go outside? You mean for groceries? No, I mean like to work. I mean like to go and do stuff. I want to achieve.
Right, right.
We've not achieved enough with these children.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
No, it really is something we need to
I think what we have to, or what people have to understand, is that it is not an either or. It can be an and both, right? Yes. It can be an and both. And in actuality, when it is an and both, then it actually reverberates out into our communities, out into the workplace, and it starts in our home. I mean, you know, we are the pulse of our homes. Like, we are flowing in our element, and that includes, you know, our aspirations, our dreams and aspirations. When we're flowing in our element, then everything around us gets taken care of, because we are being free to be who we are called to be, you know, aspire, whatever we are aspiring to be, or whatever, you know, dreams we are chasing, then, you know, we are free to do that. And so therefore it flows into the other areas as well, because we're not bound by some construct of, oh no, you just need to stay in this box. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that I've ever seen that has had to, you know, be limited by, oh, you can only do this, or you can't do that, or, you know, somebody try to kill their dreams, it only makes them want to push harder to do it, right? Yep. Is that like, don't do that, what do? They do it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, we really gotta help, I think. No, so two things. Number one, And this is an area that I've really been working on over these last, I would say, 2 years, is really understanding who we are. I think women got to be okay with the fact that ambition and motherhood actually do go together. Like,
yes,
they absolutely go together. Like, I have this saying that, you know, motherhood and entrepreneurship are the place that dreams go to live, not die. And I believe that is wholeheartedly the truth, because I can honestly say that being a mom and being an entrepreneur have been the greatest things. While yes, there have been challenges, but they also have been the greatest things that have shaped me into the person that I am. Like, there are so many things I didn't even know I was capable of until I was placed in the role of a mom and an entrepreneur. And I think when we look at that, then that shows you right there, like, this isn't a negative thing. This is a positive thing, right? Yeah. And ambition is nothing but somebody who knows their worth, aspires to carry out their worth, and knows that when they carry out that worth, it's going to have impact. That's what ambition is.
Girl, what you saying is like, that the box, girl. Like, the what you saying is something that sticks out to me, which is that most of the time, women, and I will say this, women put themselves in their own box. Like, the biggest obstacle you have is getting yourself out the box that you create for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think a box is, just think about it. A box is constricting, it's confounding, right? So I'm like, why do we even have the box? Like, get rid of the box altogether.
I like that.
Right.
Well, and you have to, you think, if you think about it too, like, in the aspect of, like, we're raising kids, right? And all of us here are raising sons. So I don't want my son to be turned off or scared, or, you know, not, you know, want to be with an ambitious woman, like a woman who's trying to do things with her life. Yeah. And on the flip side, you know, if you have daughters, we always tell our little girls, like, oh, you can do anything, like, you can be whatever you want. And we don't tell them, oh, like, you can be whatever you want, but it stops when you become a mom. Yep. Like, we don't say that.
Right. Sasha, now I will say, and I don't know about you, but I've definitely heard,
says that.
You know, a lot of people will say, like, if you, depending on, like, teen pregnancy and all that, oh, a lot of people say once you become a mother, oh, well,
all your life is over.
All your life is over.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what? Yeah, I mean, you still have,
I would say, older generations, right? Who will say to you, you know, hey, live your life now, because once you have those kids, you know, it's all going to change, and you're going to need to settle down. And, you know, and so that brings up a good point right there, is that I do think that generationally, right, mm-hmm. we've got work to do. Like, yes. and that's what I mean by redefining our own structure, like our own role, because with each generation, we do have to redefine it. Like our parents only knew what they knew, and their parents only knew what they knew, mm-hmm. and they were living in a different time and age too. Mm-hmm. You
know what I mean? Yes.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, now here we are, fast forward, here we are now. I mean, I know some of the things that I do, my great grandmother would have been like, girl, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like somewhere, you know, but
like you're doing too much social affairs.
Exactly. Right. Like sit down somewhere. You're doing too much, you know, but I also understood that back then, I mean, they didn't have all these different opportunities. They had more kids, you know, they also, mm-hmm. had, you know, more hard labor at home that had to be tended to, you know what I'm saying?
So it was
such a different era that I'm like, okay, we got to unlearn some of those things. Because some mm-hmm. of those have followed us into now, and we got to unlearn that, you know, and then we also have to accept that, okay, we are in a different time and a different era. So, which means that we do have opportunities. Now, are we where we need to be in terms of the support?
No.
But we are much further than
progress is a slow process
where we were. Exactly. And so it's like taking small bites of the elephant, right? You gotta work with what you have, but then mm-hmm. also make sure that you're progressive enough to not buy into what used to be, right? Like,
you know, I say what?
Everything, right? We don't, like, don't be like, okay, yeah, that must be how it is. No, question everything.
So it's funny that you said that, because when we're talking about this generational gaps, it is. And I think of, like, I know what we're millennials, I guess. I don't know what the heck we fall into. Sure. Whatever. I don't know anymore. Zennials, but whatever. Okay. They took away our generation and just decided to give us something else.
I know, because we used to just be Y.
What we used to be Y. It was X and then we was Y. Now we're millennials. And then somehow I don't know what the hell we are, but I guess we're millennials. And when you look at Gen Z, and I guess like our generation, our kids are Gen Alpha or something that I've never heard.
They have a name?
Yeah, they have a name now. See, we didn't know. But when we talk about the idea of like, oh, Gen Z looking at the, like, we were the generation that said, oh, like the generation before us was like, nah, you just get that job and you work that job and that's what you do. Like, what you mean? And we're like, no. I mean, if I don't like this job, why am I going to work here just because you tell me that this is what I'm supposed to work for?
You need a paycheck.
Because I need a paycheck? Nah, I can find something else. And it's like, you're supposed to stay at the same job for 10, forever. 20, 30 years and retire out of it. Or I could not do that. Right. And then you have the next generation after doing, if going even further, saying my mental health and my, like, I'm coming in saying, oh, no, what are you going to do for me? Like, they talk about how these new generations are so different, but I'm like, it should be different because you've told us to do these things. And so when the next generation is now doing what you taught everybody that they should be doing, it's like, hey, what are your values? No, I don't care.
I literally read a whole meme about that today. It was like, oh, my boss, you know, I was getting ready to get off on a Friday and my boss was like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. And I said, but boss, it's Saturday. And he was like, well, in my day, I worked, you know, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's how I got to be where I am. And he was like, so will I see you tomorrow or see you Monday? And he was like, well, I want to be able to, when I get to your level, I want to tell my my team members happier stories. So I'll see you on Monday.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's just like, it's that exact same idea. Like, you can be ambitious. And I think that that's the thing that a lot of people think, because, you know, we have these our generation and next generations that are like, no, I'm not getting ready to slave away. Like, I refuse to. I'm going to have fun. I'm taking vacation.
Right.
Nah. Like, I need a vacation. That doesn't mean I'm not ambitious. It doesn't mean that I can't do things. It doesn't mean that I don't have goals. And it doesn't mean that I'm boxed into like only make this amount. I'm like, heck no. Just like everybody is, just like we always talk about, everybody is not need to have an LLC, like we talked earlier. And like everybody is not meant to have an LLC. I love my 9 to 5. Ooh, I love it. I love that, like, I know tomorrow's payday. I'm like looking forward to it.
You made like, it. You made it good. Options, you know, we have options. And and that's what, you know, and I think that's the beauty of when we do break down the stereotypes and the, this is the way that, you know, our role as a mom or as a career woman is supposed to be, when we don't subscribe to those things, then the beauty of it is that we get to literally redefine what we want it to be for ourselves, you know?
And that's exactly what that's what I was about to say. Like Sheree made that good point, you know, like being, I think what women are doing nowadays and what you see a lot of women doing is redefining what ambition means. Like I can be ambitious in my job and want to move up or want to start my business, but not at the expense of my family. That doesn't take away from the fact that I want to do these great things, but it's understanding I don't need to work 7 days a week, 12-hour days to make
in order to make that happen.
Yeah, like I will be because, you know, like I, you know, and it is, I think it's a generational thing. I think it's the patriarchy. Like, you know, men historically have always worked outside the home because they had somebody at home to do the work for them.
Right. Exactly.
So they were able to.
You can do that when you have that.
Like, when you got a housewife, you can do all that stuff. Look, because somebody is taking care of the house.
I think all of us have probably had this argument. I was going to say, have anyone else had this argument? Because I have definitely had this argument. You know, my husband say I slander him. I'm not, but it'll be like, he'll come home and be like, yo, I'm tired. And I'm like, hi, you know, I work too. Like, hi, sweetie. Hey, so you know that job that you went to, I went to one for the exact same amount of hours. And at some points it was even longer depending on what I was doing and still being mom.
Right.
No, sweetie, I need a break. Tap, tap, I mean, tag, women you're on in. Average,
women, they said they came out. Yes. I mean, studies have shown women on average work almost two full-time jobs because of all of the extra that we have to do at home.
The emotional, load is that what it is? Like that, all of those things. I'm like,
because so we're already thinking about the things that we have to do before we do them, right? Yep. Like you're already planning for, okay, so tomorrow, like I can tell you.
I have a whole next week planned.
I was going to say, between my schedule.
I got to get them breakfast and I got to make sure that they get out, you know, they get off to school. Then I know that I got an appointment at, you know, 9 o'clock. Then I know that I need to make sure that I get certain things. You know what I'm saying?
So yes. Already,
like,
girl, even you, right. Even down to like
ahead.
This week is like teacher appreciation week. Even down to like yesterday, I literally have been talking to my coworkers about, oh man, we need to like get something, shoot a message or some kind of thing today. I asked Brandon yesterday, bless his soul. And I was like, so like for our teachers, because we only have two, thankfully. But I was like, what do you think about getting, like, you know, what do you think about getting something? Because we need to make sure we get it to them by Friday. And he was like, what? I said, it's teacher appreciation week. And he was like, okay. And I said, okay. I said, sweetie, do you want me to just take care of that? I was like, I was asking you, but do you just want me to take care of that? Like send either a gift card or something? He was like, yeah. I said, the fact that it wasn't even on his radar. It doesn't even register that there's a thing. And so that's where, if anyone ever says that women are not or cannot be ambitious, I'm like, I already called BS, because I was like, it's bullshit off the gate. I was like, in order for you to keep all those things in order, that's ambitious as hell.
Right there. Right. Exactly. And that's only like a quarter of it, because like, then we're running our schedule.
Yep.
We're usually running the household schedule. Mm-hmm. We're running kids to activities, birthday parties,
any hiccups along the way, doctors,
activities,
anything in the house comes down. Like if anyone goes sick.
So you know, it can be done, and it, you know, it is being done. And I don't think that it's at the sacrifice. So I hate the word sacrifice, because I don't think that it's at the sacrifice of anything. And mm-hmm. I think that, again, that's a word that needs to be tossed out into the street, never to be heard from again.
Because you never hear that with men. You
exactly. Never. Men never. It's a sacrifice.
What did you sacrifice for your job?
Sacrifice. What it is priorities. And
say it again.
Is knowing that in some moments you are going to have certain priorities, just like in other moments, you're going to have other priorities. There are going to be days where, you know what, I'm blocked out with my kids. I know that they are my priority. They have my attention. Nothing with work has my attention but them. But then there are going to be moments where it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a client. I have to tend to my client. That is all my focus is on right now. But guess what? Nobody dies because of it. They are still alive. They are still well. They are still loved. And they are still fed. So there was no sacrifice.
That's what I'm saying. Look, I tell Brendan, I tell my 3-year-old, I was like, we over here, insert phrase that's done past the collection plate. Because I've literally had to tell, like, I'm working, as we've already know, like this pandemic, most women, because it's mostly women who are at home doing school, virtual school or whatever else, tended to all the kids, all while still maintaining the jobs if you were able to work from home, like which me and Sasha, like we've had that privilege, because it has been a privilege to be able to work at home and to be able to have the flexibility. But I'm like, I'm sitting here with a desk right here, me sitting on a meeting, and I'm like, y'all know I have a child, so I'm working and doing as much as I can. But there's some times where I'm like, sweetie, mommy has a meeting. And so I need you to go in there and sit down, because mommy needs to focus.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I said, after this meeting, I'll come back to you. And for that time, I have to close. I got to close it out and go.
That's right.
He is fine. Now, if anything happens,
I got to do the same thing.
That's right.
Had to do the same thing with Stokely today. Like, mommy has to do this work really quick. And, mommy, I want you to come play with me. I said, okay, mijo, but let mommy do this really quick, and then I'll come play with you. And he's like, okay. And kids get it. Like, he sits down and he's like, okay. And then if I walk back in the kitchen, mommy, you done with your work? And I'm like, yeah, we can play now. Okay. And
like, that's right. Can we go outside now?
Because it's communication. And I'm going to also quote Charlotte Avery, she's a mompreneur, and she's a phenomenal woman. This chick, now y'all want to talk about somebody who is wrecking shop with both career and kids. She has 7 kids.
I'm sorry,
Oh Lord.
Did you hear me?
You said 7?
Like 7?
Yeah, like
7th heaven.
7 heaven, 7? Yeah, 7. So
I just started sweating.
Look, they both look like they're about to just get up and walk away. Look, they like, show is over. Goodbye, y'all.
Like, what?
7 kids, y'all. And then on top of that, she has her business, right? So, when I say it can be done, it can be done. But what she, the thing that I want to share is that she coins the phrase that, just like with anything, you got to have strategy, right? And so what you guys just alluded to was strategy. Like, you put a strategy in place with your kids, just like you put a strategy in place with your business. When you know you're about to go into a meeting, you say, here, go to plan. You're going to go sit over there. You're going to go do your homework. You're going to go do your crayons. And then I'm going to go in here. Mommy going to go in here. I'm going to have this meeting. It's going to be about 30 minutes. While I'm there, you need to be doing your work for those 30 minutes. When I'm done, you will see that door open. I will come out. That's how you will know that it's done. That's a plan. That's a strategy.
Never even thought of it like that.
Time.
I'm about to put that on my resume. I just want you to know, every mom needs to update their resume right now. And add strategizer.
Every mom better go and add
strategize
to their resume.
Strategize, prioritize, coordinate.
Management. That's it.
That's
like,
right.
I never thought of it, but no, like, you just opened my eyes. Like, that is exactly what it is.
No, when Charlotte said that, I said, girl, that is it right there. That is it. I said, because that is what we do every day. We strategize. We strategize, and that's how we get it done, you know. But we don't equate, and society doesn't equate, like you guys said earlier, you know, you really do have two jobs. You have a job at home, and then you have a job when you go out to you know, to your company, or if you work from home, then you're still, you got your other job right there.
Yep.
But if you got two jobs, then how are you getting that one job at home done? There's got to be tools that you're using to get that done the same way you do when you go to your 9-to-5 or when you go to your own business.
That's great. Say, Sasha got like 3-4 jobs.
Right.
Girl, it's all in my plan.
9-to-5, side 9-to-5, entrepreneur, mom. Like, look, I don't have as many jobs. I don't yet have as many jobs as her, but I got a lot of them. Like, but you're right. I mean, it's a prioritizing.
You know, side note, you know, Puerto Rico is in the Caribbean, so I ain't nothing but a Caribbean stereotype, if you want to be for real.
Usually that, yes, you are.
Hey, you work hard.
I mean, you don't stop working. But, and you would think that in saying, but I say that to say, like, in all the roles that we have, you would think that women are like toiling away and like don't have fun. But you see us on vacations. You see us, it's like you see us on vacations and trips out to happy hours, parties, living it up. And it's like, how the hell are you doing all of these things? And like you said, strategy, because when it's time for me, because my me time is included in my priorities.
There we go.
And my me time don't have nothing to do with my husband, my child. All of y'all leave me alone. Everybody, the work don't call me. Right. My phone goes away after. Right. And I actually will say that I am fortunate enough to have a job that my boss gets mad if I was to answer my phone while I'm off. Like, yeah, she can call me.
Yeah.
And if she accidentally calls me and I answer, she'd be like, why did you answer?
Yeah.
I will realize that you are all, she said to us, and I was like, oh, I've made it. This is what I mean when I say I've made it.
Yeah.
She said, I will realize when you don't answer that you're off by the time you realize that I've called. Do not call me back. Look at your phone. You shouldn't even know I called until you get back. Right. Don't answer another person's call, because as a social worker, I think I can do all things at all times. She's like, what? No, don't answer a call past this time.
That leads me into kind of like what I wanted to close out the episode with how we as women help champion and celebrate other ambitious women so they know that they're celebrated and not just tolerated. And I think it's things like that. I think it's having women in positions of authority or positions of power who understand all of the things that come with being an ambitious woman. And this is regardless of whether you have kids or not, because somebody who understands that your time is your time and it's not always work time doesn't take away from whether or not you are striving to be the best at whatever your job is. Like, that's some, I think that's how we celebrate and champion women in a period, because we're like, you know, and, you know, we're talking about being a mompreneur because I know that's what you are, Janelle. But, you know, there are plenty of women who, just because you don't have kids doesn't mean that you don't get to, like, take a break.
Exactly.
Because
you know, they have all these, like, that's the other thing that you're saying, Sasha. And I will say, a lot of times people pit the sides against each other.
Like,
parents against, like, why are you tired? Do you have kids? And I'm like, no, but I have a life. Yeah. And I mean, like,
you have to work late because you don't have kids. You don't have nobody to go home to. You don't have to get kids to soccer practice or nothing like that. So you can afford to work late.
Or I cannot work late because that's not what I'm doing. And it's like, it's so many times, like you said, we need to stop. We're always put against each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's always
We glamorize. And so
hustle life.
Right, that's
hustle.
Glamorize hustle and confuse it with ambition. You know, hustle and ambition are two different things. Hustle is something that you feel like you got to do 24/7 because you are fearful of losing something. Ambition is something that you know that you have already inside of you. And so it ain't going nowhere because you know that you are aspiring, like, you know that you are inspired to get to a certain destiny. That's what ambition is. So it's like, it's not going anywhere. So I don't have to hustle for it, because
chase it like that.
Right. Because it's gonna take me there. The ambition is going to take me there. I don't have to hustle. I can go to sleep and still wake up and my ambition will still be there. You know?
Yes.
I think that's the thing we got to redefine, you know, and make sure that people are clear on that. But I agree with you, Sasha. I think it also takes us as women to champion what ambition looks like and how it can be supported with other women. When you see other women who are trying to, you know, do their thing, lift them up, you
yes.
know, see other women trying to get out here and, you know, even whether it's with kids or not with kids, like, give them a leg up, you know, yep. show it, you know, if you see that they working too hard, say, sis, let me pull you to the side. You look,
you
gonna have to figure a different way to do this, you know, because the way you doing it, you're going to be tapped out before you even get there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's helping.
Can we stop hustle shaming? And I'm going to call it hustle shaming only. And I don't know if that's a real way to say it, but like, I just saw something like earlier today and I actually had to just snooze this person because they continuously like, just saying, if you make this much, that ain't that much. Or, hey, if you're not the CEO, then you ain't really, you know, you ain't really in control of your destiny, blah, blah, blah. I can't. Can we stop like comparing that just because what's good for me?
Yeah,
means that everybody got to do it.
Everybody got to subscribe.
I mean, we talked about yes. that during our money episode. Like, oh, if you can't take your $600 stimulus and turn it into a whole, you know, $3,000 business,
I'm just saying,
you ain't doing it right. You know, it's like,
or I could pay these bills and know that I've kept my lights yeah. on. Oh my gosh. Look, say, hold up. Flick, flick.
You don't never know nobody's situation. And so I don't subscribe to that all or nothing type stuff.
It makes me angry.
You don't know. Right. Because I'm like, you don't know what somebody worked with. You don't know what their cards, you know, what deck of cards they playing with.
Yeah.
We all have a different deck of cards that we're playing with. And part of the problem that we have with women who are, you know, ambitious is that sometimes we are comparing, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, she, mm-hmm. you know, she got that, she doing that, she doing that, dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
yeah. That comparison?
You don't know what she didn't have to go through to
yep.
get there. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what she had to go through to get there. You don't know what she might have lost to get there.
What we aspire to, our end games all look different. Like
yep.
What everybody's end goal is, what they're aspiring to be, however ambitious you are and what you're striving for, it looks different for everybody. For
yep.
some people, that means like, I just want to be able to, you know, not have to worry about whether or not, you know, the lights stay on this month or something
mm-hmm.
like that. For other people, it means I want to go some, like I want to travel every month. And, you know, and that's not to
mine is having bills on auto pay.
I finally did that. But like, but
I can do it. I'm scared. See,
it's a little nerve wracking. I'm not gonna lie. It's a little nerve wracking.
I'm almost there. Like, I'm almost
make sure
there.
That money in there.
I'm almost like, there.
Yeah. But success is defined in many different ways.
Yes.
It's not saying that one is better than the other.
Wow.
It's saying like what we aspire to be, what we're trying to be, what is success for us looks different for every person.
That's right.
And that's why the comparison game doesn't work, because you could be, oh, I want to be like Melinda Gates right now, who's about to get divorced and be richer than all of us still.
Yes.
And be like, she living the best life. But like, how much did she give up at the expense of her husband?
We don't know her happiness. Like, I mean, she getting divorced. I mean, she might be happy about it. She might be sad, but we don't know her levels.
We don't know.
Just because, and I think that that's just what it is. It's like, we need to make it a habit of, like you said, we all have made this point throughout, just making it a habit of supporting the yeah. woman next to you, the next yeah. one, whatever that is. Girl, you doing great. It's okay. Like, oh man, I'm trying to get like you. Nah, get like you.
Nah. Get like
don't
you.
Get like me. That's get right. like you.
That's right. That's right. Because you looks good on you.
Yep.
That's the only mm-hmm. person that's going to look good on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is. We got to, you know, lift each other up and realize that there's enough things, even just on our own, that tell us, you know, what we can't be and what we can't do. So we don't need no help in that department.
Yep.
Like, let's just keep it 100 and everything. I don't care. I don't know if you can have somebody use the coin of phrase or use the phrase with me, said toxic positivity. I said, say what? Oh,
yeah. So I know what it is. I know what it is only because I'm a therapist, but I it's a right. weird thing. I know what it is, but I get it.
When your life looks like shit and you're still like, but no, girl, like look at the right, right now. Right now, there's no bright side.
It's okay to be upset. It's okay. Like, we're not saying that everything is bubbly and positive, but that's what it's not allowing unhappiness. Right. I get it, but no, it is a thing that we, right. you know,
and it's okay to acknowledge it and be aware. I'm just saying we don't need no assist. In the department, though,
I don't need no one to tell me where I'm doing bad at. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Oh no, I know every single time. Trust me.
Most of us are our own worst critic, anyway. So
I know exactly where I'm fucking up every time I do. I don't, and that doesn't mean I exactly stop doing it. It just means I'd be like, damn. Yeah, I'm gonna probably do that again next week too. But you know, damn, I really need to work on that. Hey, look, I'm a work in progress, okay?
Hey, we all are.
That's what it boils down to. We all are a work in progress, for real. For mm-hmm. real.
Yes.
So we want to thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What you're doing and, you know, what you're trying to get other women to see is definitely something that needs to be talked about more. And for the ladies listening to the show, whatever your ambition drives you to do, girl, just do it.
Motivation and ambition to me are synonymous.
Nobody take you down from that. Like, whatever you're striving for, don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel like you have to apologize for it. Don't feel like you're giving up one thing at the expense of another. Do you, boo?
Just want what you want and go after what you want. And if what you want changes, go after it still.
That's right.
We're not saying that there is no box. The answer, the truth about the box is there is no box.
Right. Get rid of the box.
There is no box.
We don't went to church tonight.
All together. Okay. There is no box. Okay. That's what I want y'all to walk away with. There is no box.
That moment where it does not exist.
Okay.
We over here, look. We got the fans. Amen. Amen.
So we would love to hear from you guys about what it is that you, what drives you? What do you want to get out of life? What are you pushing for? And what does that mean for you? And so you can always let us know. You can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. You can let us know in the conversation that's probably happening on Instagram right now @swirlandsippodcast. If you want to be a part of our Sip Squad and join behind the scenes conversations and hear Sheree and I talk more about the wine that we're drinking and get all little fun tidbits and behind the scenes access, you can join our Sip Squad at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. Please make sure that you're subscribing, rating, and reviewing to the show. The rating and the reviewing is an important part because it does help other people find us. That's everything. I think I got everything that time. I always feel like I'm missing some, but I don't think I am this time.
I think you got it. I mean, I really think you got it this time. I was like, I don't remember what month it is, but I think we're good.
Thank you, because it is this comes out at the beginning of June, which means we celebrate our Patreons. Always our Patreons get a shout out the first episode of the month, so shout out to our Patreons Sarah and Tanya for supporting the show. I'm sure that our podcast editor Rajesh appreciates y'all more than we do, because you help him get paid. So he loves it, and he would love it. It's real, for real, for real, guys. It's like it's $3 a month. If you want to join, it really does help us out. It just helps us put on the show and bring all of this together.
I definitely drank $3 of coffee.
Yeah, I had $4 of coffee worth today, so it's definitely it's definitely easy.
Just saying.
But yeah, so you can join at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. And as always, make sure you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.